Female Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. Y'all know what? It is Twisted Up Tuesday. And this don't shake your finger at me because I ain't having no stuff up in here, I ain't in the mood. I am not in the mood for tonight. Nope. We're going to twist it up. We're going to shout, and we're going to have a funky good time because y'all know what? Russell Leedy is in the house. Y'all know what I call him. He's the soft teddy bear. Yes, he is. He is the dynamite teddy bear. This is my man. Y'all remember Russell is my man. So hands off, ladies. Now, listen. I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. We're going to have a jamming good time. Got some hot music from the band. The big teddy bear, Russell is here. Y'all better know it. Y'all know what? I love me some rodeo, so I'm just going to rope in Russell. I'm going to rope him in and just tie him down. Now, listen. I'm broadcasting live from the West City. It's really nice out. It's real nice out today. 42 degrees. A little bit sun. All right, now, it is Tuesday, February 6th, 2024, 5 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone. They're rock my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the 8 p.m. to the home thing. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, then West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, and I think they done fell asleep on me. Gumba Rum done fell asleep. They sponsoring this show. Yes, they are. And they sponsored us in Hawaii. I think I got to wait to see Gum up. He's the CEO and the founder of Gum Rum. It's the Gum. Yes, indeed, y'all. Check this out. Got two flavors in stock. Natural vanilla with the Gum Go and natural coconut with the Gum Silver. Yes, indeed. Please shop online at GumRum.com for all your rum libations. Please listen. Y'all know what? I don't drink rum. They just give it to me straight. They put it in a needle and they just shoot it right up my vein. You know what I'm saying up in here? That takes much faster that way. They just put the rum in my vein. You know, y'all know I'm just kidding. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Y'all know what? Would y'all believe I had oral surgery on last Thursday and I still got stitches in my mouth? Oh, Lord, today. So, listen. If I sound like an old lady about the mouth, that's because I had oral surgery. And they done took half of my top of my teeth out. Y'all said, Lord Jesus. So listen, I still got the stitches, you know, kind of just supposed to break away and melt. But listen, part of the stitches broke away and came on out on yesterday, and the other half just hanging down on my mouth. I'm like, what kind of stitches is this? I keep pulling on the thing. And I say, let me text the doctor. I say, can I pull it out? He said, sure, just gently pull. Guess what? I've been pulling on it since yesterday. It still ain't coming down. So it's just hanging on in the back of my mouth. I said, oh, Lord. So I'm still chewing on one side like that. So listen, I have to do this. Whatever I'm eating, it's one, two, chew, and then swallow. You know you're supposed to chew up your food real good. You're supposed to chew. Well, listen, I'm doing like this. Chew, swallow. I ain't lying to y'all. I'm telling y'all God hit me through. Now, listen. I got Russell Leedy, Lord, today. Russell. I'm calling him like the country folks. I'm in the country. Russell. Hello,
yes.
Russell.
Are you there? Hello. Wow, this is absolutely amazing. You know, stitches or no stitches, you have the most beautiful voice in the world. And I'm telling you, this is fantastic. It always is amazing. This is like wearing the best fragrance in the world, and you just smell great when you come on your show because you are fantastic, and I love you to death. Thank you. So good to be with you again on your beautiful show.
Russell, you just made my day.
Well,
that was so nice of you to say that. You just made my day. Oh, you are phenomenal. Listen, are welcome on this platform anytime. Listen, you send me an email, whatever you've got going on. Listen, there's an online magazine. I'll put you in the magazine. You're more than welcome. So you have an open invitation. Whatever you have going on, shoot me an email.
I'll get it up in the magazine.
I will do that.
Yes, yes, yes. And I love your manager, Terry, Miss Terry.
Yes, yes.
She's a sweetheart. Oh. She is a dear. She really is. She really is. So you guys, my audience is very familiar with you. You've been on a couple of times.
Yes.
And I love your new song.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Tell me all about the update and the changes on the website. I love it. Tell me all about what you did to the website and why you made those changes, because it looks fabulous. I just love it. Tell us all about it.
Well, you know, we just wanted to put a website together so when people go to visit, they can see what it is that we're doing, and, you know, both the videos and pictures, and they can get our songs there if they so desire. Listen to interviews that we do, and really just to connect with people. And I think it's just fantastic. It looks great. It sounds great, and I'm so happy. You know, and look, I was not invited to the Grammys this year, but being on the Fierce Manson show is a bigger deal than being invited to the Grammys. Okay, this is my Grammy appearance right here. Okay. I don't know what those folks are doing out there in California, but I tell you, in Chicago, we're showing how to roll right here, okay? This is it. This is the Fierce Manson Show is the biggest event in the world, okay? And I'm happy to be here, and I feel grateful to be a part of it. And all the beautiful people that are listening, love all of you, and thank you for taking your time to share with me and with Fierce and what we're talking about. Bless all of you.
Oh, you are so wonderful. That is so wonderful. You almost make me want to take the show on the road and do some live show.
Absolutely.
My goodness. My goodness, that was really nice. Listen, let me tell you guys, that was such a nice thing to say. And, Russell, you just really kind of pushed me up to a whole nother level. I'm going to come out to where you're out and do the show live sometime.
Please do. Please. Would love it. A dream come true. It would be a dream come true.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm really serious. You know, you're talking about this. You know, when we speak words and we put it out in the atmosphere and we put it out in the universe, it can take form. It takes form. You know, those things
can come
to fruition. Yes, I believe that. I really do. It can happen.
I wanted to be on the Fierce Manson show, and I dreamed it, and here we are. Okay?
That's it.
And here we are with all the beautiful people. And, you know, it just coming on it is just so uplifting when I'm talking with you, and I know that your listeners are out there listening. It's just the energy that I get and that I feel is just something that I cannot describe, but it is just fantastic. It is just warm all over, and it is amazing, and it is joyful, and it is a place of expression and beauty, and I just love it. Just love being here talking about, you know, what's going on. It's just fantastic.
Well, you know, I really do appreciate that. And to let everyone know, I do thank everyone for listening in. We have a bigger platform since the last time that you came in. We have more listeners
in
New Zealand. New Zealand. And we do touch down in Germany. And there are some listeners that do listening in very faithfully in Costa Rica and, of course, in Canada. So I really do appreciate everyone that listens in. And we're always on different charts. And I'm telling you, I really do appreciate those. I don't know how it happens, but they send me an email and they say, hey, you're on our list, Good Pods, which I was not familiar with. I think it's called Good Podcast. And we came in at number 10 on their list. You know, a lot of people have different lists, and they'll rank different podcasts and different shows. So I'm noticing that we get voted up a lot. Just yesterday, we were voted up on New York City Network Podcast. Mm. And there's the largest podcast directory in the world. And someone voted up a show just yesterday. And so I really do appreciate it being recognized on different sites and the voting that takes place. And it's a blessing. It really is a blessing.
Well, it's not surprising because people feel the energy that you always bring. And you know, I can't imagine the people who are that you see on a daily basis, the joy you must bring to their lives and the energy you must infuse them with has just got to be amazing. And, you know, you just there's so many people in the world, but there's always just a few that just have that something special that just, you know, can light up the room, light up the airwaves, light up. There's just a light around them. You are that person, and that's why we love being here. I have no doubt that the stars are within your reach.
Oh, my goodness. I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that. I really do. I do want to talk about Slow Down, your new
yes.
single that you have out, mm-hmm. Slow Down. So kind of tell me what the song is about. Those that's listening in, maybe they haven't had an opportunity to hear it, and they're going to hear it today. And so I want you to let the listeners know how did you come about creating this particular
okay.
piece of music.
Well, you know, this I can't say it was some great epiphany that I had. I was actually just sitting at my keyboard here like I am now. You can hear that, bum, 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 you know, and playing around with some chords. And this melody came into my head somehow. And you know, I got to thinking, you know, what could this really be about? And it kind of took twofold. The audio part or the music part was really about, because I love writing about people and real life events. So, you know, about someone interested in somebody, but, you know, they're just, you know, not stopping to hear the person that's pursuing them and that individual saying to them, hey, you ought to slow down and notice me, you know. And so that's kind of what the song was written about. But the video, you know, I got to thinking about the video, and I, you know, the hardworking folks of the world, you know, they go to work and they come home and the video reflects this. And, you know, I'm getting out of the vehicle and I'm walking in tired from a long day of work. And I sit down on the couch and I kind of fall asleep. And during that process, there's a neat shot in the video where I just kind of come out of my body. And all of a sudden we're in this, the song is coming on and all these people are dancing. We're having a great time. And that was so much fun to do. And so, you know, the video part of it was just kind of showing that to the folks, to the people that, you know, hey, look, you know, sometimes you just got to put your head back, close your eyes and just daydream and have a lot of fun. And it was fun. The people involved in the video with us were so much fun. And I did not know. Now, I am not a great dancer. Okay. Now, I have always said this. You know, I can play music, but, you know, I am never going to be a great dancer. But I never realized how many people could dance so good around me that I didn't know they could dance that good. So, you know, I am not going to be Michael Jackson, okay? We're not. It just isn't going to happen, okay? MJ would not be too happy with my dance performance. But you know what? I just love getting out there, having some fun, and that's what we did in this video. And I think, you know, it's on YouTube right now, and I think when the folks see it, you can just sense the fun and, you know, in the video, and we're just having a good time, and that's really what it was all about. And it was such a fun song for me to record. I just loved the way it sounded, and, you know, that's how it came about. And, you know, I hope the folks, the people that do listen to it, enjoy it as much as I certainly did writing it and performing it.
And, you know, I'm going to say this. I really know. I'm not going to say that I think. I know one of the reasons I love having you on this platform is because your love and passion for music is just
yes.
so genuine, so authentic. And I know
yes.
that you're not just creating music just to be doing it. You really love it.
No.
And, you know, music is just your second skin. When you sing these songs, it come across so vibrant. And we feel the energy. And I still, even the song Dirty Little Secrets, I still have
yes.
that in my mind. It lives with me all the
beautiful.
Time because I love that song so much. Love it so much.
You know, music is—it really is a language of its own, and it's a language that can communicate to other people feelings, thoughts, ideas, and that's why I love it so much. There's something about creating music, and we've talked about this before when I was talking with you. That from a very young age, you just get. It's the feelings that we have and that we experience through our interactions with other people and things that happen to us in life. And for those to come out through music, to be defined by musical notes and chords and rhythms, to me is just amazing. And it's just something that I get, you know, maybe some say I get too excited, but I don't know. I just get so excited about creating music. It's like a living thing. It starts from nothing, and then it becomes its own living thing that reaches out and can touch people in so many beautiful ways. And everybody has a story to tell in their life. Some stories are happy. Some stories are sad. Some stories can be angry. Some stories can be frustrated. It can be a gamut of emotions, but everybody in life has a story to tell. And if you just listen intently to what people are saying, they're telling you their story and the things that are going on in their life. And those are the most beautiful things to write about.
Mm-hmm. You know, I agree with you. And when you were talking about Slow Down, about this song, you know, I really do agree with you. And I think that we do, us as a whole, miss a lot of different things because we're moving so fast. And I'm so guilty because I'm telling you, I move just like Superman. I fast every day. I'm like, rush. I got to get this done. I got to rush.
Yes.
And I think that if we slow down, we'll get an opportunity and a chance to really enjoy some things. You know, it'll help us not to miss some great moments. And maybe you'll meet a great person. But if you are in a hurry all the time, you might be going past somebody that you need to talk to and have a little conversation with. So I think this song will teach us how to slow down and really enjoy each moment of the day.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think you touched on a point there that I've thought about for a long, long time. You know how many – there are some moments in life, and I'm sure that you've experienced this, where you meet someone and they say something to you. And at the time, it doesn't seem like – it kind of hits you, but it doesn't seem like it's that important. And then a year later, 2 years later in a situation, and you remember what that person said, and it is so – it is so relevant to what you might be going through at that moment. And it could be years later, but you remember that those words that somebody said so long, and it just helps you get through whatever a situation might be. And that has happened to me so many times. And so, yeah, I think maybe that is a good take on that. Sometimes just slowing down for a minute and listening to what somebody's saying is such a beautiful thing, because they might just be giving you a piece of advice that you have no idea how effective it's going to be or what it's going to mean to you until another stage in your life.
Mm-hmm. That is really true. That is so true. And sometimes just individuals out, you might be in the store, you might be meeting a stranger, just out about your daily life, and they may say something to you, and it's like, you know, I never thought about that. I take it, I've learned to pay attention to what others are saying to me, and I pay attention. And when you do pay attention, a lot of times there are little life lessons in what someone is saying, and you're absolutely correct. Something that they say, something might come up in your life later on, maybe a year later, and you remember, you know, I remember having this conversation with this person in the store, and they gave me a key life lesson, and it'll help you through whatever moment that you're going through.
Absolutely. Isn't that a beautiful thing, though, that as humans, the way we interact with each other and what we're trying to do, you know, people who reach various levels of success, maybe they were on that Grammy stage on Sunday night winning a Grammy. But, you know, none of those folks, none of us get to somewhere that we're going without somebody else. There's no such thing as necessarily a self-made person, because that individual needs somebody around them to help them with something, to do something. There's always somebody that has given of their time, given of themselves to help your own dream become a reality. And to me, man, that is so fantastic. That is just beautiful. And I think that's part of the reasons I love writing music, because I never know when a song that I write and I sing and record and put out there, maybe only 50 people will hear it. But out of those 50 people, there might be one person that song will indelibly change their life somehow, make them feel better for just 3.5 minutes. And to me, what a success that is. What an amazing thing to be able to do that. And you may have no idea who that individual is, but that song that you wrote and that song that they listened to did something to them, helped them in a point in their life, made them feel a way that is good to them. That to me is that is amazing success right there.
You know, you really hit on a key point when you said that there really aren't self-made people. It reminded me of a song. I had someone on a long time ago, and she had a song. It was called Self-Made Millionaire. And she was talking about how she was a self-made millionaire. But the way you put it was very interesting, how we don't get anywhere by ourselves. There's always someone in the process of helping us to get to where we're going.
Yes.
You know, because...
For instance...
No.
Mm-hmm. No, well, here we are talking with you. You are using your platform to help my dream. And you are making yourself available to help something that I'm doing. And this goes on all the time. I think the danger is that sometimes some folks can reach a certain level of success and they start forgetting that. And I think when you forget that along the way, along the journey that we are traveling, and we start forgetting all of those people who had a hand in making an individual what they have now become, that becomes very sad then, because we should be grateful. I was asked, advice one time about a new artist, and the one thing that I said is that never forget where you came from and always be grateful for the people who were there to help you along the way, no matter what it is they did, no matter how small you might think it is, because every little piece, every little thing makes the whole package, right? Makes the whole picture. And so we never, ever stop being grateful for those beautiful people who gave of themselves and their time to help you get to where you'd like to go in life.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. And I think that what makes some individuals so beautiful when they are very gracious and very thankful and very humble. For instance, well, I don't know why she comes to my mind, but Oprah Winfrey, you know, she is a beautiful person, but it's one thing about her. She's always very gracious. She's always very humble.
Yes.
And very thankful. She never forgets to thank other people that helped her along the way. I don't think you can get any bigger than Oprah Winfrey, you know, and if she can be thankful and very grateful, and she helps so many people, she never, ever fails to help other people around her. And I love all the work that she does with the children in Africa and different countries, and she's always assisting others and helping their lives become a better life.
Well, beautiful story about Oprah. When I was a child, she was a newscaster in Baltimore, Maryland on Channel 13. Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess that was one of her first jobs in the industry. And mm-hmm. I remember every time I see her, I go back to remember watching her as a child and then to see where she started from and where she's at now. And there, and I just think all of the people that, you know, affected her along the way, affected along the way, and look where she's at. And man, that is if that isn't the name of the game, I don't know what is, because we're all in this together. I've always said that as a songwriter. Look, this is a tough road, songwriting, entertainment. It's a tough road to go. You have to really believe in yourself, and you need other people who believe in what you're doing to give you a step up to the next spot, to the next level, and to keep going. And without that, it just won't work.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, I'm going to get your song playing, Slow Down.
Yes,
so everyone,
thank
I want you.
You
guys, oh, you're welcome. I want you guys to take a listen. This is Slow Down by Russell Leedy, and he is Kings of Carlisle. Take a listen. Check this out.
Slow down.
Might be missing the love of your life. You're in such a big hurry. You might be walking past somebody that could be the love of your life, and you wouldn't even know it because you're just in such a big hurry and you didn't slow down. Got slow down.
Absolutely. And this is the first song that, now, look, I am not a rapper, but I got friends that can rap. And I said, I'm going to, and, you know, we're around, and they're like, you know, you just better stick this. I said, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this work. And they worked with me, and they got me. And so that was the first of my songs I ever tried doing a quasi-rap part in. And I, you know what, I'm pretty proud of that. I am proud that I did it, and you know what, that's my favorite part of the song.
You know, I enjoy you so much. I really do. You're awesome. You are amazing.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you so much, and
welcome.
So are you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, this has been a joy. This has been an awesome,
yes.
awesome time on the air. You know, and I really thank all the platforms. I can't even count. To be honest with you, I really can't count how many different platforms the show is on. They keep adding. You know how it is on the Internet. It just grows and
Absolutely.
Grows and grows and keep getting added. So I just want to take this time to thank every single platform that picks up the Fierce Female Network.
Yes.
I want to thank you guys for adding us to your roster and helping the show to grow beyond what I would even imagine or think about. Thank you so very much. And listen, Russell, once again, the invitation is open. Whenever you want to come on, you know, just tell Terry to send me an email and you're on. There is always a spot for you whenever you want to come on.
Bless you so much, and thank you. And I will 100% do that. Love coming on your program, talking with you, and you know, just as a highlight of you know, my month. I mean, this is just amazing to me, and just thank you for sharing. You know, thank you for sharing your platform and the success that you are and with me. And, you know, I just couldn't be more grateful. Bless you and thank you. And to all your listeners, thank you and bless you and have an amazing, blessed day.
You're very welcome. I am pretty much out of time, guys. Well, listen,
okay.
So much has happened on this platform on Fierce Female Network. And, Russell, you're going to be the first. I've got some ideas, and we've been thinking about maybe adding the YouTube, because, of course, a lot of podcasts do have the video version on YouTube, and I've been thinking mm-hmm. about doing that, you know, and just kind of getting that channel going and have you to come on and do a video version. Why not? Why not? All
well,
right.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I like that enthusiasm.
Absolutely. I will be there 100%.
Okay, all right. Well, guys, I am pretty much out of time. This has been a superlicious. Listen, this episode was better than chocolate. Y'all know chocolate is real good. Well, listen, Russell is better than chocolate. Do you hear me what I say?
Oh,
look, they got to make a whole new flavor. Yes, they do. They got to come up with a whole new flavor of ice cream for Russell. You know what? I'm going to have to write in to somebody and tell them, listen, y'all need to make a whole nother ice cream flavor because chocolate ain't going to do it. Strawberry and vanilla, it just ain't going to cut it because Russell has set the bar at a whole new height. Y'all got to come up a little bit higher and put some pineapples in it and stir some other flavors in there, and it's going to be a bomb. It's going to be a blast. Listen, we got to go global all over the world with this, and it's going to be the Russell Scoop. That's what I'm going to call it, y'all. The Russell Scoop. I like that. I don't know where that came from, but I love it.
This is
the Russell Scoop. You remember,
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Russell, I'm going to say this, then I got to go because I am out of time.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that episode on Jerry Seinfeld. Was it Jerry Seinfeld? No, not Jerry Seinfeld. It was, what was it? The King of Queens, when they were trying to come up with this this new thing to put on the menu, and Doug was talking about, yeah, let's call it the Bacon Neighbor, let's call it this kind of burger, and then his other friend was saying, no, we're going to name this after me and put it on the menu. So listen, I said that to say this, we're going to come up with the Russell Scoop. Yep, it's going to be the Russell Scoop, and it's going to go on
Russell Scoop,
somewhere.
I am all in. I am all in. Love it.
All right, guys. Listen, this has been a stone cold blast as always. It's always a great time. So, listen, I got to get on up out of here. But guess what, guys? I get to do this all over again on tomorrow. Worthy Dog Kanish, the man that made Food Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.